Hey, Dog Pound, here are your three signs of success for the Browns in week one against the Philadelphia Eagles. Key number one, stop the run. The Browns have struggled to do that for a couple of years, but it is more important than ever. Going against a guy in Ryan Matthews who's averaged 4.9 yards per carry in his last 18 games. And with Carson Wentz starting, look for the Eagles to use a lot of two tight end formations and feature Matthews heavily in the ground game. The Browns must stop the run and put Carson Wentz in third and long situations where they can confuse him with their blitz packages. The second thing they must do is keep Wentz in the pocket and confuse him, as I mentioned, with those exotic blitz looks. Don't give him easy pre-snap reads. Make him think out there. When you watch Wentz on tape, often if his first read wasn't there, he could hold the ball too long, and the Browns need to take advantage of that to get to the quarterback and keep him contained. He can make plays out of the pocket. He can pick up first downs and extend drives with his legs. Keep him in the pocket. Make him beat you with his eyes, his mind, and his arm. And finally, the Browns must win the turnover battle. Don't give Wentz any short fields. Drive the ball down, score the football, and take it away on defense. If they do those three things and limit the Eagles to less than 20 points, I believe the Browns go into Philadelphia and emerge victorious.